AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House will not be demanding the release of more government documents on the Jeffrey Epstein probe, Sagar Magani explains.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has sent his members home earlier than planned for an August recess, rebuffing pressure to act on the Epstein investigation. Johnson notes President Trump's already pushed to make more information public.
There's no purpose for Congress to push an administration to do something that they're already doing.
That's not good enough for some Republicans who demand the House intervene, and the month-long break is unlikely to relieve pressure on Johnson to act. GOP maverick Thomas Massie's pushing for a vote, saying it's a watershed moment for Johnson and the president. Democrats are watching the GOP fight with glee. California's Ted Lieu says,
"This is a cover-up of epic proportions."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he's reached a trade agreement with Philippine leader Fernando Marcos Jr. The U.S. will drop its tariff rate on Filipino goods to 19%, while there will be no import taxes on some U.S. goods. Thousands of Afghans are facing possible deportation after a federal appeals court refused to postpone the Trump administration's decision to end their temporary protected status. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Advocacy group CASA says that temporary protected status holders from Afghanistan and Cameroon face what they call a devastating choice of returning to a country where they face the threat of severe physical harm, including death, or remaining in the United States in a state of legal uncertainty while they wait for other legal processes to play out. U.S. Homeland Security officials say their assessment is that the situation in Afghanistan was getting better. Groups that help Afghan TPS holders say that Afghanistan is still extremely dangerous. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And rock star Ozzy Osbourne of Black Sabbath has died at 76. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street inched up to another record. That came as General Motors and other companies gave updates on how much President Trump's tariffs are hurting or helping them. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday, beating the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 179 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.4%. GM dropped 8.1% despite reporting a better profit than expected. The automaker said it still expects to see a $4 to $5 billion hit this year because of tariffs. Home builders soared after reporting earnings that beat forecasts. Pulte Group jumped 11.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Shares of Coca-Cola slipped 0.6%, even though it too delivered a stronger profit than forecast. It also announced plans to introduce a cane sugar version of Coke to its U.S. lineup this fall. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.